She patched and repatched clothes and could stretch a pound of beans to feed the entire family. Sometimes there was nothing to eat in the house but milk and peanuts for a week or more at a time. By the time Rachel was 12, her mother had given birth to three more boys, Steve, Nate, and Ben. Rachel and Nate shared a special bond, despite the fact that Nate was 9 years younger than Rachel. Catherine and Lawrence Saint had brought up all of their children to be God-fearing, but Nate seemed to especially delight in the Bible stories and missionary tales that Rachel read to him, and he was always begging her for just one more story. Reading these stories to her younger brother, and sometimes acting them out, was one of Rachel's favorite activities, as were the Sunday afternoon family get-togethers. When the weather was good, Rachel's father insisted on leading everyone on hikes through the surrounding wheat fields and among groves of tall cedar trees. On rainy or snowy Sunday afternoons, the family settled in the parlor to sketch portraits and paint various landscapes. Drawing was a perfectly normal part of the Saint family's activities, and Rachel especially loved to hear her parents tell stories of their artistic heritage. Rachel's grandfather, James Saint, had been a gifted portrait artist back in the 1860s in Pittsburgh. But since there had not been much demand for oil paintings back then, he had eked out a living traveling around to fairs and expositions, cutting out silhouettes of faces and selling them for a penny each. As a result of this itinerant lifestyle, Rachel's father had grown...